This is the Straight Truth Podcast, biblical answers to difficult questions from a Christian worldview.
Pastor, on this podcast, we've talked occasionally about things like besetting sins. Specifically, Hebrews 12:1, the writer says, "Let us lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely," and saying this to believers. And then we have these exhortations from Paul in a couple places. Romans 8, to put to death the deeds of the body. Mm-hmm. Colossians 3, to mortify the sins or to put to death what is earthly in you, these things. So there's this understanding in the Christian life that we still deal with sin even though we've been saved and even though we're justified before God and for all time and our sins have completely been forgiven. So our question is this, you know, if sins are always going to be in our life, how do we actually mortify them? What do we actually do if these sins are sort of always going to be clinging so closely to us?
Yeah, if I understand the question correctly, it's sort of if you could mortify them, why do they keep resurrecting?
Right. That's a good way to put it. Yep.
If you could put them to death, then how is it that they still stay so alive? Mm-hmm. And I think the answer is that we have to go on putting them to death. They do, on this side of glorification, reappear. So putting them to death, mortifying the deeds of the body means dealing with those sin issues in light of our real death to sin and our real new life in Jesus Christ. So that's how we mortify them. We're dealing with those sins in accordance with the truth as it is in Jesus. So let me give a passage that I think kind of gives insight to this. Romans 6 verse 5 says,
I was thinking about that too.
For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. Now what's amazing to me is, Josh, most people read that verse, I think, and they're thinking future resurrection, glorification. And there's no doubt that in Romans 6 that's in view to some extent. But there's so much of Romans 6 that is saying something very different. It's not, hey, the day is coming when you won't have to deal with, you will overcome sin because of a resurrection. No, the message is you can know a real freedom right now with respect to sin because of what Jesus has done for you. So let me continue. We know that our old self, who I was before I met Jesus, right, was crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin. For one who has died has been set free from sin. Now, if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. And then here's a key phrase. For the death he died to sin once for all. Mm-hmm. Now, let's just stop there. In what sense did Jesus die to sin? Mm-hmm. The death he died to sin once for all. In what sense did Jesus die to sin? Answer, he came into the world with a particular mission regarding sin. He came into the world to be our sin sacrifice, to die on behalf of our sins. He died that death once and for all. That never needs to be repeated. Which is to say, Jesus now has a relationship to sin that is different than when he came into the world. He's accomplished it. It's done. It's finished. In fact, he goes on to say this. The death he died to sin once for all, but the life he lives to God. So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. There's something about Jesus' death to sin that informs my death to sin. Mm-hmm. He came into the world, particular relationship to sin. It's now finished. It's done. He lives unto God. All right. The person I was in Adam, the person I was before Christ, I was enslaved to sin. Having now been united with Christ, that relationship to sin is forever changed. I'm no longer a slave to sin. I'm no longer a debtor to sin. I don't have to serve sin. At any given moment, with any decision, I can choose now in Jesus Christ to say no to sin and yes to Christ. I didn't have that capacity before I knew Jesus, but now I do. To say no to sin and yes to Christ. Mortifying sin is to regard myself as dead to that sin. Right? I'm not in debt to it. I'm not enslaved to it. I don't have to say yes to it. So to mortify sin is to put it to death by agreeing with the Word of God about my relationship to sin, which is I am now dead to sin, but alive to God in Jesus Christ. And so moment by moment, choice by choice, decision by decision, that's how you put sin to death in your life. You agree with the gospel about your relationship to sin and Christ, and you make choices in light of that. When a believer gives himself or herself to sin, they are living like they're still a slave. They're living like they're still in Adam. And so you need to make choices that agree with the fact that you are in Christ Jesus. Are you a slave to that sin? I am not. Do you then have to give in to this sin? I do not. Then what do you do in this moment? You put it to death by saying no to it and yes to Jesus Christ for this moment, for this choice. And as we do that, not with perfection, as you say, Josh, we're not yet glorified. We're going to stumble. And what do you do when you stumble? You repent and you get up and you walk again. But if you're truly saved, that doesn't become an excuse for sin. Romans 6 addresses that as well. What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? By no means, right? God forbid. Perish the thought. No, we want to serve Christ, and we have that capacity. That's what he's telling us in Romans 6. You now have the capacity to do what is now a new desire in your heart due to salvation, to live righteously. You can. It won't be perfectly until you are glorified, but it will be the pattern of your new life in Jesus Christ.
So two things are at work here. There's the one is kind of like a reshaping or understanding of your own identity.
Yes.
Consider yourselves that you are dead to sin and alive to Christ and God. There's that.
Right.
And then there's what you're saying, the further putting to death of any other kind of sin that is creeping in.
It's making choices that conform to that understanding.
Okay.
It's a new identity in Jesus Christ. Therefore, with this situation, this temptation, this sin, I've got to make choices that conform to my understanding of that identity. I also think that the terminology mortifying or putting to death, I think about times in the Old Testament where someone was instructed to destroy everything, but they let certain parts of it live.
Yeah, Saul.
Right. So, I mean, if I'm going to mortify sin, I can't give it oxygen. I can't give it room to live. I can't give it room to breathe. If I'm really serious about dealing with this sin, then as our Lord said, if my eye offends me, let me pluck it out. If my hand offends me, let me cut it off. Are you really wanting to overcome this sin? Then kill it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You don't just tether it. You don't just put chains on it.
Yeah.
You slay it. Let me do whatever is necessary to overcome that sin. Right? And so I would ask any brother or sister who has a besetting sin, can you honestly say you're taking every step you can to kill it? Are you giving it oxygen? You're kind of putting it over in a corner, waiting until you want to reaccess it. Or are you killing it? So we mortify sin by dealing with it in agreement with our new identity in Jesus Christ. Moment by moment, choice by choice, temptation by temptation.
Thanks again for joining us for this episode of the Straight Truth Podcast. Now, Straight Truth is listener supported. So if you'd like to find out ways how you can help us to continue to produce this podcast, you can go to our website and find out ways to do that, straighttruth.net. At that website, you'll also find links to all of our previous episodes and our social media channels, so be sure to check it out. Straight Truth is a production of Walking in Grace Ministries, the preaching and teaching ministry of Pastor Richard Caldwell. For more information, go to walkingingrace.org.